Okay, there is a borderline between being fearful in a wholesome way and being aggressive. That's a question, question mark. I can't say anything about Dhamma teachers, as I've never experienced high ajahns, but a few yoga teachers I studied with, in my opinion, were rather just exercising their power over the students. How to tell difference between a teacher who genuinely means well to their students while acting fiercely from someone on a power trip? That can really only be seen over time. You have to individual circumstances are really not a trustworthy indication. It's really over time and their commitment to integrity, their commitment to compassion, and a generosity that is giving for the benefit of the students, and seeing that over time, and then personality-wise, it can be their personality can manifest in ways that are depending. I mean, it can be very forceful or kind of fierce, or incredibly aloof. Because somebody might appear to be incredibly aloof and disinterested. I mean, a good example of that is like Ajahn Liam, the abbot of Wat Pho Phong. Sort of on the surface, he looks incredibly disinterested in the human condition, and whatever sort of beings manifest there, sometimes extraordinarily just cool. But then you watch how he lives his life, and how he gives, and how he takes responsibility, and you see, oh, this is really different. And similarly for like Ajahn Chah, you have this. The popular image of this warm, friendly, grandfatherly figure, living with him was a bit different. I mean, he had standards, and if you didn't pay attention, then you knew about it. He could be very, very forceful. But the bigger picture was this incredible compassion and I think of Ajahn Mahabua, who's probably one of the kind of like the arahant of the age for the last. He just passed away a couple of years ago. And reputation as extremely fierce, very Very demanding. And remember him being at Wat Nanachant, the international monastery, and being, as this is, I'd already come to America, and I remember hearing the audio of the questions and answers, and he was asked, you know, what is it that, you know, what is the mind of an enlightened being like? And he said, oh, only compassion. I was like, that was just the immediate response. Only compassion. So that, and that's the sort of thing, but personality, that's one of the things that, you know, personality of different beings, even if they're enlightened, their personality comes through. I think of the story of toward the end of the Buddha's life. Buddha's getting older, Sangha's quite big, there's a group of monks who have been living with Anuruddha. Anuruddha is the Buddha's cousin. He's also an enlightened disciple. He's also foremost in knowledge of the Devas and his Ananda comes and kind of complains to the Buddha and sort of said, you know, these monks living with Anuruddha, and they're making all sorts of trouble for the Sangha, and Anuruddha's not admonishing them. He's not saying anything to them, and the Buddha sort of said, When did Anuruddha ever say anything to anybody or get involved with anybody? He's always been the sort of, yeah, the space cadet up with the Devas. I mean, we need to get somebody else out there to look after the sort of misbehaving monks. It's personality. It doesn't have the temperament, the personality.